to the United States now, where there's only 5 days to go until the presidential election. Joining us is our correspondent, Simon Marks. Morena, Simon.
Morena, Nathan, the end is in sight.
I know, and it seems like it's gone on forever. Okay, so tell me, how are the candidates spending their last few days before the elections next Tuesday?
Well, in time-honoured fashion, they're absolutely focused on the battleground states, and both Joe Biden and Donald Trump will be in the all-important sunshine state of Florida over the course of the next few hours as they try to eke out a victory there. It is neck and neck in Florida, and Florida is a critically important state, not just because it's a swing state, sometimes voting Republican, sometimes voting Democrat, but because it's got 29 delegates in the Electoral College that ultimately decides the outcome of this election, that rather curious middleman that is the reason why Hillary Clinton is not president right now, even though she won nearly 3 million votes more than Donald Trump. She won them in the wrong places. So Joe Biden is back there today trying to improve his standing with Latino and Hispanic voters particularly, with whom he seems to be not quite making the sale. And Donald Trump is back there talking to retirees primarily in Florida. His support among senior and it's a huge community, of course, there has cratered. They don't approve of his handling of COVID-19, and some of them are worried about his antics on the campaign trail. They may be looking to hear a more disciplined and focused critique of Joe Biden than the critique that Donald Trump offered in Arizona last night.
He is the worst candidate ever to run in the history of a presidential election. He is the worst. That's why there's tremendous pressure on me. I wish he was a good candidate. At least if you lost, you could say, hey, you lost to a good candidate. How the hell do you lose to a guy like this?
Ah, well, there is a question, isn't there, Nathan? Bit of a hostage to fortune, that one.
So this is the bit that always confuses me, because the polls I look at and the polls say that Joe Biden has the lead right now, but then you mentioned the good old Electoral College in there. So how confident can the Democrats be with this lead they've got, pretty much considering it signals a bit like that when Trump won in 2016?
Well, I think they've got to be very careful. I mean, there's a new CNN poll that came out within the last few hours showing that nationally Joe Biden has a 12-point advantage now over Donald Trump. There is no evidence that we've seen in the polls that the Republicans are in any meaningful sense overturning the advantage that Joe Biden enjoys nationally and in many of these battleground states. But we all lived through 2016 and we watched a handful of votes essentially in the suburbs of Philadelphia tilt the race away from Hillary Clinton in the Electoral College and towards Donald Trump. So Democrats are worried that could happen again. They're trying not to allow any complacency to kick in, and they're absolutely focused on continuing to make the case that you can't separate, as Donald Trump is trying to do, the state of the American economy from the challenge presented by COVID-19. Here's what Joe Biden was saying yesterday.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch. But what I can promise you is this. We will start on day one doing the right things. We'll let science drive our decisions. We will deal honestly with the American people. And we'll never, ever, ever quit.
But there was a bit of economic news buoying Donald Trump this morning. The U.S. economy grew at a record pace in the third quarter, GDP of 33.1%. And yet, of course, the country is also notching up record numbers of new COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations and deaths. So the economy remains in a pretty parlous position.
It's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Thank you very much for that.